here we are back. Hour number two tonight on Monday. We're off and rolling on another week. Wow. And I think this is the last week of September. Of course it is. October, man, October is Friday. And always something happens in October. And I think it's planned that way. But now we have to start thinking about November and December. The whole fall into winter is well, what does the creeper say? Creeper says, dark winter. Yeah, it's of course it is. He knows. Can't keep his mouth shut, though. It's not going to be easy. So again, I just urge all of you, there could be a blackout in your area that could last for weeks. And I'd say 3 or 4 days and all semblance of organized civility and socialization will be gone. Maybe even 2 days. I don't know. You're not going to be able to dial 911. Forget it. Not going to happen. So all you can do, the tough are going to make it. And the tough, by saying that, I mean those who are going to prepare. 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 Mitchell Henderson is prepared, and Mitch is back with us for his Monday meeting. And what are we going to talk about there, Chairman of the Board?
Well, I'd like to talk about the World War III conspiracy. And as I explain it, you'll understand how it's a conspiracy.
Right. Go to it. Good. Very good.
Okay. So in George Orwell's 1984, he described the war shell game where alliances shift continuously. This is akin to the situation that we live in now. Previously, I've searched for intelligence indicators and chatter in an effort to see how alliances and events will lead to World War III. However, those alliances have changed and morphed almost daily. So this leads me to the conclusion that World War III is planned with the cooperation of all players involved. And though a narrative of how it started will be presented to us, that narrative itself is planned and agreed upon by the players that are involved. Okay, so let me start off by going back in time. In Malaysia in 2015, at the Perdana Global Peace Foundation conference, it was the topic of the conference was the New World Order. Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad of Malaysia opened by making several points that the New World Order is a conspiracy of the global elites to abolish all nations and create a global government ruled by the global elites.
Yeah, hold on right there, Mitch. Hold on just a second.
Okay.
Mahathir Mohamad is a remarkable man. He's got to be close to 90 now. Extremely articulate, right on top of things. And he's right. The man, I've never heard him say anything that was incorrect. He's a remarkable source of wisdom from that country and for the world, for that matter. And he is correct. I just wanted to make that note. He is he's quite a senior statesman and a man who deserves much more international respect than he gets. Go ahead.
Okay, so he said that billions of people would have to die to make it possible, and many would be sterilized, and many would starve to death, that the New World Order was about war, not peace. He also said that the U.S. started the war on terrorism in 2001 to start this global elite endgame, and that the USA destroyed the Twin Towers as a false flag operation. This may have sounded crazy in 2015, but not so crazy now. If we investigate in view of the objectives of World War III, we can see a clearer picture evolve. The primary objective of World War III is the Great Reset and stopping the movement towards life going back to normal. Okay? There is too much resistance to changing our world. There are protests in almost every nation that has imposed lockdowns or overbearing social controls. The Australian Sky News channel and related rebel news show Australia to be a totalitarian police state right now, with protests and riots almost daily. The New York Times reported that the Australians love their police state and are very happy with it. I'm sure
the New York Times
are just as happy as a maximum security prisoner in a federal penitentiary. Okay.
The New York Times.
All the
news that's unfit to print.
Piece.
Yeah.
So we have seen the propaganda of the resurgence of COVID epidemics as the Delta variant pandemic, the Death variant, and the Doomsday variant. However, the public is not moved. Simply put, they have cried wolf too much. The vaccination effort has hit a wall. And Biden said today he wants 98% of Americans vaccinated. So humanity needs another shock that is more real to them. As an example, we are fed the narrative that 9/11 was a disaster for all Americans, and the boogeyman of Islamic terrorism was used to take away our Fourth Amendment rights in general. This allegedly.
Let me ask you a question, Rich, if you can hear me.
I can.
The creeper says now he wants 98%. Well, that's Fauci talking through him.
Exactly.
This is interesting. They may be not as confident as they were that shedding is going to take care of the non-compliant. And they're talking about pushing hard. I don't know how much longer they can play this. This is a dead horse now. Anybody with a brain, and there's so many people out there who know dead people now. It's not a joke. Or injured people for life. They're ruined. Their teenage son, ruined. People who have been shed upon, ruined and dead, some of them. So they know something is up. They know this is bad. I'm suggesting that the evil elite have endless numbers of alternative approaches on the shelf, whether it be let's drop Cumbre Vieja into the Atlantic and have a little fun that way. Let's bring an asteroid in here and have it hit. Wild weather, earthquakes, big earthquakes. Don't dismiss any of these. I am told that geology is going to be used in a major way on us very soon. So if they do feel like they're out of luck with their vaccine lies, maybe they'll employ one of these other things right away. Maybe it'll be tomorrow. Maybe it'll be next week.
I think they have a lot of things on the shelf.
Many.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so this thing that was 9/11 was supposed to affect all Americans. That's the narrative. But actually, only the people in the metropolitan area of New York City were really affected by it. Most Americans, it's just something they saw on TV. It had no personal effect on most Americans. But in 2008, we had a housing market and a Wall Street collapse. That made most Americans feel the pain personally because it affected a huge percentage of Americans personally. The COVID pandemic has done great harm to the global economy, but it looks like it is not quite enough to create the conditions necessary for the Great Reset. Plan B is World War III. If you could use war to destroy quickly 50.96% of the world economy, it would create an economic and social collapse that would collapse the global economy. This would be the objective of World War III. The latest military alliance to form is AUKUS between the USA, the UK, and Australia. Its purpose is to defend against China. The future narrative will be that this war began because the Anglo-Saxon-led world was making its final and failed attempt to retain world power. This has already been put out. They're already talking about this. So this is probably their narrative. Russia has said that Australia having nuclear submarines is a threat to Russia, so Russia is back on China's side again. North Korea has amped up its nuclear weapons and missile technology. China and North Korea have made up and said that they stand together. So China and the United States are not truly enemies. They are allies in crashing the world economy. They work together on the COVID pandemic. The chairman of our Joint Chiefs of State Staff General Mark Milley has made phone calls assuring China that they would be notified beforehand if we're going to attack them. I think that they're planning it together, so that may not be necessary. As we are going through a woke cultural revolution in the USA, China has cracked down on what little open society they had and are going through a new cultural revolution of Chairman Xi thought. The U.S. economy is precarious. The Chinese economy is precarious. The Chinese people, with their apathy revolution and the failure of the Chinese people to respond to both the two-child policy and the three-child policy, shows the people to be a threat to the Chinese Communist Party. The failure of the people to have more than one child is because child rearing in China is prohibitively expensive. China just outlawed private tutors for children to reduce this cost a little. Remember that China has mostly Chinese people in it, so it is hyper-competitive to get good positions and even admittance into college. Unlike us, China is a meritocracy because there is no affirmative action or equity involved in how they operate. In the USA, right. we created an apathy revolution by paying people not to work. Plus, the workplace has many pitfalls, with trained and experienced workers losing their jobs in order to avoid vaccination. The U.S. has over 10 million jobs that no one will take. The people most likely to take many of those jobs are the poorest Americans that are the most resistant to vaccination. Americans also fail to reproduce because approaching a woman carries legal risks, and woke culture makes it very difficult for couples to get together in the first place. Our legal system has made it absolutely foolish for any man to get married. It is simply too risky. In the 2020 census, over 50% of Americans had never been married.
Wait. This is interesting. Hold on. Back up a little bit. A man would be foolish to get married?
Well, yes, because of the way the legal system is.
The legal system is set up to literally destroy people that get married. If you want to get married to someone, you do your own ceremony, however you want to do it, wherever you want to do it. Don't sign any government papers. Don't invite the government into a union of spirituality, love, respect, companionship, and all the rest of it. The government has no right in there. Don't get a marriage license. You don't need a license. You do your own thing. That's just me talking, not talking for Mitch, but I'm sure he probably agrees.
Well, yeah, I mean, 50% of Americans have never been married for a reason, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's a legal reason, okay? So poor American citizens can't get jobs. Millions of illegal aliens enter the U.S. Every year. And unlike impoverished Americans, the federal government provides illegal aliens with housing, food, and health care. What incentive is there for a poor third world illegal alien to work when the best standard of living they have ever known is to be on the dole in the USA? Illegal aliens are not filling those 10 million job openings.
Yeah.
This situation makes U.S. citizens a threat to the power of the Democratic Party, which is a Marxist party. Okay, so a key indicator of war is comparing U.S. propaganda to Chinese propaganda. While our media pushes critical race theory and how even whites should hate whites, and constantly demonizing the unvaxxed and mandating vaccinations that drive many experienced people from the workplace, China has been bombarding their citizens all day long, every single day, with pop-up messages on their phones telling them to prepare for war, that Taiwan will soon be taken back, and preaching hatred to the USA, Australia, and its people. They also say that since Australia is getting a nuclear submarine, it is now a legitimate target for nuclear weapons to strike.
And remember, that's a nuclear-powered submarine, a Los Angeles-class.
Right, it's not got nukes on it.
Right.
But you see, the propaganda in China, it's like it pops up all day long on their phones, whether at work or at home or whatever, and it keeps shoving this message all the time about prepare for war, China and the United States account for 41.9% of the world economy. The problem is that while the USA will not destroy China, China cannot destroy the USA. And to Russia, who is 1 month against China and the next friends with China, Russia is not a wild card. Russia plays the heavy in this plot. Russia can destroy both China and the USA with nuclear weapons. With NATO member Turkey offering Ukraine to help it take back the Crimea from Russia, Turkey can play the part of sucking U.S. and NATO into a war with Russia. Serbia, Russia's friend, is massing troops and tanks on the Kosovo border. Why would they be doing that? Because, well, they can take Kosovo back, which was one of their provinces before the United States, without U.N. approval, took it away from them. Okay? So why would Serbia be getting ready to invade Kosovo? Okay, unless something was in the offing, okay? With AUKUS alliance, three of the top five world economies can be destroyed, the USA, the UK, and China. A war with China would draw Japan in. China has threatened to annihilate Japan if they get involved, but Japan must get involved because if China takes Taiwan, it is an existential threat to Japan. It leaves them very vulnerable, especially their island, like Okinawa and the Ryukyu Islands and stuff. So what is interesting is that the nation that prohibits any nuclear reactors or weapons and is friendly with China and the USA, New Zealand, in 2018, a Bloomberg Business News article said that the 0.1 percenters have all bought underground bunkers in New Zealand. The global elite will run here for World War III. They even have hangars in Nevada desert with airliners that can quickly evacuate them to New Zealand. They put woke Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern into power so she could ban firearms and knives so people cannot storm the global elite's bunkers. Now, I've verified this with a guy from New Zealand, okay, and he says, nobody really voted for Jacinda Ardern. Well, a few people did, but she didn't win. But she won the same way that our president won. The global elite have purchased so much property in New Zealand that they have to change the laws so foreigners can buy no more land because they were driving housing prices sky high. But it takes a billionaire only 12 days to become a citizen of New Zealand. While these same people are hoarding commodities to survive World War III, they are disrupting supply chains to make sure that few others will survive. This is a direct indicator of what they have in mind. They are putting their money on the consequences of their Great Reset Plan A, biological, and Plan B, nuclear war scenarios. These same men ridicule other preppers as nutcases for doing the same thing. They don't want the unwashed masses to survive. With the USA, the UK, Japan, and China destroyed, over half the world's wealth will be destroyed. According to Oxfam, the other half of the total world wealth is owned by just eight men and the globalist elite. They are Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, Bernard Arnault, Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg, Warren Buffett, Larry Ellison, and Larry Page. Russia itself is inconsequential, having the 11th biggest economy on Earth behind Italy, Canada, and Korea, making up only 1.8% of the world economy. Russia does have the world's largest and most advanced nuclear weapons stockpile, making it a major military player, even if it is economically inconsequential.
Got it.
So let's look at Chairman Biden's incompetence. Our government is embarrassingly stupid, so much so that it's hard to believe that we could be so stupid. Just as the Middle East started building a great alliance between Israel, Saudi Arabia, and the UAE, Morocco, and Egypt, Biden cuts off military aid to Saudi Arabia while sucking up to Iran that is uninterested in talking to him. Biden is friendly to an avowed enemy while turning its back on avowed friends. Iran's economy is faltering and its people hate the Ayatollahs for spending money on Hezbollah and Hamas instead of taking care of basic infrastructure like electricity and water at home. So Biden orders an unfathomable, inept evacuation of Afghanistan without even telling or consulting with the NATO allies that are in Afghanistan with us. Chairman Biden even intentionally leaves American citizens behind and obstructs their attempts to escape from the Taliban. This demonstrates to the world a foolhardy and inept misuse of power in order to signal America's incomprehensible weakness. Weakness invites war. So as Biden, Chairman Biden withdraws anti-missile systems, both Patriot and THAAD systems from the Middle East to ship to the second island chain in the Pacific, further pushing China to accelerate its invasion of Taiwan, this leaves 10,000 U.S. troops in the Middle East without air defense, showing the carelessness with American lives. In response, Saudi Arabia requests the Iron Dome system from Israel, and now all Sunni nations are on Israel's side. This spurs the Baghdad meetings to accelerate, making Iran move to accommodation with the Sunni Arab nations that could bring peace in the Middle East.
Got it. All right. Hold on right there.
Okay.
Good place to pause. And, all of these weekly presentations, you could have another book. These are chapters in a book, each one. Amazing. All right. Hold on. Back in a minute. Okay, welcome back. Talking with Mitch Henderson about the state of the world, what's left of it. All right, Mitch, onward.
Okay, so then Chairman Biden forms AUKUS with Australia and the United Kingdom, cutting NATO out, and specifically France, who recalls their ambassadors from the U.S. and Australia. This is the first time in history France has recalled their ambassador from the United States.
Okay. And we're going to lose sleep over this, right? We care.
Yeah, right. So France says it will withdraw from NATO, and Germany takes France's side. Remember that France and Germany really run the European Union. The European Union itself is crumbling, with a great divide between the Western woke Europe and conservative East Europe. Also, Western Europe is more hawkish on war with Russia, and Eastern Europe doesn't want war with Russia because they're right next door, their neighbors. AUKUS also snubs the Quad allies, India and Japan. China decides to send a fleet to the Aleutian Islands in Alaska. Their goal is to seize some islands so that they can be considered an Arctic power, which the Russians will not allow even if we do nothing about it. Biden's UN speech signals the U.S. readiness to go to war with China when, in fact, we are not prepared for any such war and the Chinese know it. China is convinced that it can invade Taiwan and Taiwan will capitulate within 3 days. They are dreaming. It will be messier and longer than they think. Or is that just part of the plan? So what has the arch pedophile Chairman Biden done? Massive betrayal of the American people and our closest allies. He has destabilized the world and made it weaker. Chairman Biden has made World War III inevitable. This may seem very confusing to us, but it is a weak and unstable world that leads to world wars. Confusion and weakness are fertilizers for the many seeds of war. This is how they will accelerate World War III. The global elite will know when World War III breaks out, because they are making it happen. When they all fly to New Zealand, we will know that it is the time. Let's hope someone in New Zealand lets us know that they have arrived.
So we could do what we have to do. So
this is the confusion is intentional. Okay, they are trying to throw analysts off their game and stuff. Everything's just changing week to week. Even alliances are shifting week to week. It's
very fast.
It's getting ready for
fluid.
War, you know?
Oh, it's fluid. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very fluid. Now, here at home, we have the problem of, you know, it's like a lot of us just don't think that it can happen here. Okay. Last time I was telling you about this New Mexico National Guard military police battalion, they yeah. have been training for a year to go to the Texas border to do population control and transportation, you know, checking transportation and stuff. Okay, so for a year they've been doing this. Okay, and so they're finally getting ready to ship out this week, and they're going to Fort McCoy, Wisconsin. Why are they going to Wisconsin? They're deploying for a year. This is not a 1 month deployment. This is a whole year they're going. Okay, so just for the so people understand that it can happen here, let me read some executive orders. This the brief what they're about. Executive Order 10990 allows the government to take over all modes of transportation and control of highways and seaports. Executive Order 10995 allows the government to seize and control the communication media. Executive Order 10997 allows the government to take over all electrical, power, gas, petroleum, fuels, and minerals. Executive Order 10998 allows the government to seize all means of transportation, including personal cars, trucks, or vehicles of any kind, and total control over all highways, seaports, and waterways. Executive Order 10999 allows the government to take over all food resources and farms. Executive Order 11000 allows the government to mobilize civilians into work brigades under government supervision. Executive Order 11001 allows the government to take over all health, education, and welfare functions. Executive Order 11002 designates the Postmaster General to operate a national registration of all persons. Here in this country where we don't even want people to show ID for to vote.
They have
to ID everybody. So, actually, if you just go down to these executive orders, it is giving the federal government control over everything, including us, okay, the people, okay. One of the things that you know, it's like this vaccine mandate, which of course. The faithful Supreme Court has not bothered to find it the unconstitutional, which it is. Okay, I've had a little experience now with the exemptions for vaccinations. So the federal government, if you give them a religious exemption, what they do is they put you on unpaid leave until it's all over. Okay, they don't fire you or let you go because then
until what's all over?
Unemployment.
The pandemic?
Until the pandemic is over.
It's not going to be over. They're saying, no, of course not. Yeah.
Yeah, it'll never be over. So, now, if you get the medical thing, well, even if you have your occupational health, even if you have it recorded that you're allergic to these things and you have certain problems and stuff that make you unable to take this stuff, they make you go out and pay a doctor to fill out a form for you, okay? And no matter how well you fill that form out or what you say, it is not going to be good enough. They're requesting a complete health history since, like, birth. In other words, a gross violation of the HIPAA Act, okay, is what they're doing.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because they don't have a right to ask you for all your personal information on your health. It should be.
No, that's the HIPAA problem. Specifically prevents that.
Right. exactly, but they do not now. So, you know, I think what the opium of the masses has been our comfortable lifestyle, our hedonistic lifestyle. Okay, the comforts
totally.
And the
totally.
Pleasures that we enjoy.
Fat and happy, absolutely.
Right, fat and happy. And they're using that. And what they're doing with the vaccine mandate is they're saying, well, you're not going to be fat and happy anymore because you're not going to have a job. Okay, so you got to get this vaccination. Okay,
yeah.
In order to continue with your hedonistic pleasures and whatnot. So, on the other hand, they actually created part of the problem themselves because by shutting down for the past year, like restaurants, movie theaters, and stuff like that, an immense amount of people have become accustomed to not going out to eat, not going out to nightclubs, not going to movies, not doing any of those things. They found out in a year that, you know, that's not really essential to life. But they still have their entertainment, cable TV, a recliner chair, you know, a beer, a joint, whatever. You know, it's like, are they going to give that up for their freedom? You know, and that's where the real rub comes in. Okay, if you have people already living on the edge. Then pushing them further off the edge causes rebellion. But we are so far from rebellion. I'm just amazed at how France and these other countries, their people go out and they protest daily. They every weekend they're out, hundreds of thousands of people protesting. We haven't even touched that here in the United States. We have come nowhere close to that kind of protest, okay? Also, I don't know if people are aware of it or not, but France has kind of a... The French are really protesting, but France has a more reasonable standard than we do, okay?
Uh-huh.
In France, you can get vaccinated or you can get an antibody test, and like if you've had the disease and you've got antibodies to it, then you're allowed to go everywhere. Okay, and then anything else, well, you have to have a current within 72 hours COVID test to show that you don't have COVID. Okay?
Which is absolutely
so
worthless.
The United States, though, it's like we completely ignore. I mean, the studies in Israel showed that people who had the disease had 27 times more antibodies than people who got the vaccination. Yet, unprecedented, I mean, usually if you have the disease, you don't need the vaccine. The vaccine's purpose is supposedly to stop you from getting the disease. But in this case, well, it's you just get vaccinated. It doesn't matter if you have the disease or not. So the United States is actually more unreasonable in their implementation of policy than France is. Yet France, the French are out by like a million a weekend protesting their vaccination passports and other measures that they're taking. So what's going on with America here, you know? People are just too comfortable, you know?
Well, it's not that I don't know that they're comfortable now, but I do know that they're mentally out of the game. And it's probably being exacerbated or enhanced, that mental inability to make a statement, by some electromagnetic frequency. I think we're being EMF'd into total tranquility, or nearly total tranquility. I don't think it's a choice. I think people actually are being hegemonized with EMF. That's my thought.
Well, I think that's very likely. Like we talked about last time, how a simple thing as dental work can make you pick up
sure.
radio waves. Not only that, but when you get into the high frequencies like 5G, it doesn't matter if you have a receptor on you or not. It's going to, that's what Obama's FCC commissioner, Tom Wheeler, said in 2015. He said 5G can control life on the cellular level. Okay. So, should we take him at his word? I mean, he is the commissioner of the Federal Communications Commission.
I'd like to see that statement, if you could ever dig it up. That's a real important statement. I remember vaguely hearing it. But if 5G can control life on the cellular level, it can certainly control life on the intellectual level. That's easy.
Right. Plus, we have some things built into American culture, like we look for validation and affirmation from social groups and stuff, okay? So the United States has always been a country where there has been a large and strong effort to make people conform, okay? Woke people are probably the most conformist people that there is, they believe nonsense, but if you stop and think, if you put the truth out there and people won't listen to the truth, or they think that it somehow doesn't apply to them, okay, then there'll be this inaction, okay? So I'm at the point where I think that they've pushed the vaccines is just about as far as they can. They've even slowed down on the military.
Oh, I agree.
They've extended the times that you have to get the shot because, they need B-52 pilots and they need some soldiers and stuff, at least some. I mean, how are they going to control the population if they don't have these things? So I see that they're, as they're running into that wall of resistance, okay, and maybe that's all it will take in America is people resisting, okay? I'm not calling for people to go out. I mean, it's just fine if people would get out and protest. That would be fine. That's legal, okay? But I'm just calling on people in their everyday lives to disobey, to resist, to just don't comply with them. In my daily life, when I'm in town, I find it very annoying. It's like security guards and store clerks. They bark orders at you. They're very rude and they treat you like you work for them.
Okay? Well, they're all vaxxed. Everybody who's been vaxxed is certainly in the front of the line to have suffered severe personality changes. I get that. I'll tell you this. I talked to a gas station attendant yesterday, and I said, how you doing, blah, blah, blah. And I said, let me ask you a question. Have you noticed any change in the behavior or attitude of your customers here at the gas station over the last, say, 3 months or so? He said, oh, yes. And I said, mean, arrogant? He said, yep. And he added, he said, nasty, rude. And he said, it's awful. These people are all vaxxed. They've been changed.
Well, I can look at my own family, and I can look at the people who are vaxxed versus the people who are not vaxxed. The people who are not vaxxed are the same as they always were. But I have some relatives that I've always been on very, very good terms with. Never an ill word spoken in my life. Yeah. And now they're just rude, condescending, controlling, even hateful,
Yeah. Mean, nasty. I'm telling you, I've talked to four people now who work with they interface with the public. And they've all said the same thing. And the one grocery checker, I'll never forget, she said, I'm ready to start punching him in the face. I'm sick of it.
Yeah.
These are people that go right through her line with their groceries. Nasty.
Wow.
Oh, Yeah, it's bad.
Well, I'm fine. A lot of, what do you call them, like first responders are mandated to be vaccinated. Many are not going to. There's a lot of hospital, like a hospital in Texas and one in New York City, had to close their maternity wards because the nurses quit.
Right.
They're not going to get vaccinated.
Right. So, well, they chose life over work. What's your life worth?
Right.
They chose life over work.
And you know what? Everybody needs to start thinking about that. They need to start thinking about what is their life worth.
Let me tell you,
first of all, and this is what they themselves say, the World Economic Forum, the globalist elite, they say we will never, ever return to normal. The way life was 2 years ago will never be again, and that's intentional. They don't want it to ever go back to that. And so if we're not going back to that, then why are you getting vaccines? It's you're not going to get anything for it, you know. You're not going to get back to normal with it because it has nothing at all to do with any disease or any virus. Nothing whatsoever to do with it. So what are they trading? What are they trading their life for? You know, is it really that good now that you would just to maintain the status quo? You would give up your life to maintain the status quo? What about choosing life and disobeying? Okay, there's costs to that also, but you know, we have this country, we have a Bill of Rights and a Constitution. Millions of people gave their lives to make that happen, okay? And we're just letting it go. We don't have those rights. We don't have that Constitution anymore. It's all gone, and it's not coming back. So what is it that people are trying to hold on to? Okay.
Right.
You know, people are selling out so cheap, you know. It's like you should demand more, you know. Like don't take the shot and get your Bill of Rights back, okay?
Yep.
So, you know, they have every foul plan you can think of. It's like the CDC has moved into, now they're going to, racism is going to be their issue, and gun control is their issue. The CDC has done that because, you see, the CDC can make things happen without Congress passing any law. They can just say, oh, okay, we have to do this, and then it will be done. It's a public health dictatorship, okay? Which is insane. I mean, it's when I worked in the emergency room, the ER doctors used to tell me the worst thing you can do for your health is get under the care of a doctor. Okay, well, now America is under the care of a doctor. And how's that working out for us? Okay? Not well.
You got it.
Doctors don't know what they're doing.
Last place you want to be is in the hospital. That's for damn sure. We have literally stood by and watched and witnessed the execution of hundreds of thousands of Americans in the last year and a half with remdesivir and ventilators. Just those two things alone. I believe over 1 million people have been murdered in this country already by the vaccine. Not even to mention the treatment, so-called treatment of the infection of COVID, which doesn't exist, at least in terms of how it's being determined to exist with the PCR test. It doesn't work. It's all a lie. It's lies and lies and more lies. That's all it is.
Well, also, you can see that the government and the media is trying to create a major hatred for unvaxxed people. Okay, so you can't create this hatred, okay, and you can't have people going at each other, okay, without it turning into something. Keep in mind, in 1994 in Rwanda,
They merely used a radio, no social media, just a radio, and they just called the Tutsis cockroaches that needed to be exterminated. And in short order, they went out and killed a million of them. Okay? Regular people went out and murdered other people.
Well, these aren't regular people.
They perceived as a threat.
Mitch?
Right.
No, I don't know. I think there's a more elemental aspect to it. I think these are not regular people. I think they're back in the Middle Ages or the Stone Age, and to kill other people is second nature to them. They have no problem at all with it. They love it. No problem. So anyway, we're going to see some of that here. Unfortunately,
look what's already happening in our. I have a friend who's a retired law enforcement officer in Houston. I shot him an email and I said, you know, every day I look on the YouTube, there's some horrific robbery, murder going on in Houston, even in nice neighborhoods and stuff. What's going on? Am I getting the right picture? And he wrote me back and he said, you are getting the right picture. We're going to move out of here. We got to get out of here.
Yep. A lot of people are getting out, that's for sure. All right, very good, Mitchell. I wasn't kidding. You might want to put all these presentations, essays, whatever you want to call them, you could put them in a book form. Just have another book.
Well,
why not?
That's a good idea.
I mean, you're covering an extraordinary amount of very important information every week, and I appreciate it. We all do. So thank you.
Okay, you're very welcome.
Okay, and we'll talk to you next week.
I'm sure something's going to happen between now and then.
Oh God!
That I'll have a show to talk about it.
So. All right, agreed. Okay, Mitch. Thank you. Take care.
Okay.
All right. Okay, we'll be right back with Erica Kahn in just a minute. We're going to bring you up to date on the greatest horror in the history of civilization. Back in a minute.